Welcome to Dating Flags
by Didi
and Joe. Your boy Joe is in the studio with your girl Didi.
Didi.
All right, guys. So we got a comment on one of our videos, and we wanted to talk about it today because I feel like a lot of women struggle to understand what's the right approach in the dating area in terms of communicating your values, communicating what you want versus expecting what a man. Having unspoken expectations of about what a man should bring to the table.
Right.
So you want to go ahead and read a comment?
Yes, sir. Really, I have to put in writing that I want flowers and a gentleman. I don't want a man that needs to be told how to court a female.
Wow. So she doesn't want to tell him what she wants.
Exactly.
She just expect him to know.
And that she wants flowers.
Wow. What's even his views on flowers, you know? So I call that having these unspoken expectations where a woman should know that I want a woman that can cook. A woman should know that I want a woman that can clean. A woman should know that I want a hardworking woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's fair for a man to do those things. So I don't think it's fair for a woman to say, a man should know that I want flowers. Communicate that you love flowers so he can get it for you. You know?
Right.
And then, so that's the unspoken expectation approach to, you know, communicating your values. And then you have the more assertive approach, right? The assertive approach that you took on all of our dates. You weren't holding back at all.
A lot of women are scared to express their relationship goals, what they actually want from a man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a relationship? Do you not want a relationship? And I feel like it's very important to express what you want and what you expect, because how he can't just know that you are looking for something serious. Yeah, you put it in your dating app, in your dating profile, or, you know, well, I'm on this date with him, so he should know. Yeah, but it's still very important to express it so he clearly knows.
And that's where this unspoken expectation starts from. It starts from you just communicating your dating goal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I put it on the dating app, you should know that I want a relationship. But that's not really how a man is processing that. So when you go on a date with him, and this has happened to me where I would say, yeah, so, you know, what are you really, you know, in the dating scene for? And she would say something like, well, you know, I guess I'm kind of looking for a relationship. And if it comes, it comes. I'm open to commitment. You know, that's what she say out loud to play
right.
It cool. But the man, when he hears that, what he's thinking is, oh, she doesn't know what she wants. So I'm going to give her anything, right?
Right.
So that's why it's so important to communicate your dating goal. What is your relationship goal? In a very, very clear and concise way,
right.
Which is the assertive approach.
Right. And it's very similar. Let's say you're already in a relationship with someone. You also speak about having kids one day, right? You also say, hey, you know, I want to have kids one day. What do you think about it? So the same thing you should do if you want to get into a relationship. Hey, you know, I want to be in a relationship with you, or I'm looking for something serious. You know, what are your thoughts? What do you think about this?
Exactly. And that would be the perfect assertive approach, because, you know, you're not beating around the bush. You're not tiptoeing around and saying,
right.
You know, I guess I'm kind of sort of looking. So when a man hears that, he knows straight up, yeah, she wants a relationship. I'm not going to be able to bullshit around her. I'm not going to be able to get what I want by lying, because she's firm on wanting a relationship. So when she says that to me, I'm forced to give her an answer that's going to suit her. If I do that, my action has to follow. If my actions is not following, that's when I probably is going to ghost or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's so important to communicate. And that was perfect. You did that a lot on our dates. Now, after you express your relationship goals, one of the other things, like what she said is, oh, should I have to tell a man I want flowers?
So that's being called communicating your preferences.
Exactly.
It's very important you communicate your preferences. So you shouldn't just think, oh, I expect him to know that I want flowers. And you telling him that you want flowers, that doesn't look like, that doesn't mean that you have to say it in a way like, oh my God, bring me flowers next time. Mm-hmm. I want flowers from you next time. Mm-hmm. No, you can just tell him, hey, you know, I, you know, appreciate little gestures a lot. It makes me feel very special. And especially, you know, I love flowers. And then you say, after that, you say, what do you think about that?
That's perfect.
That makes him, that makes him not feel forced.
Mm-hmm. And not attacked.
Exactly. You're just opening up and communicating your preferences, what you like and what you don't like.
And this is what it does to a man, right? So if you say to him, hey, I want flowers, he's going to think, oh, you're really attacking me right now. But if you had the approach like you just said, hey, little gestures such as receiving flowers, you know, leading up to a relationship means a lot to me. What do you think about that? When you ask him the question, what do you think about it? Just backs him in a corner, a fear corner. Now he's like, she's being reasonable. She likes flowers. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you have to be honest now.
And if he really cares for you and cares about you, he's not gonna feel like, oh my gosh, she wants flowers. She's asking for too much. No. If he really wants you, he's gonna receive that and think like, oh wow, she really, you know, let me make her happy then.
Exactly. Now, if you communicate that you like flowers in a very assertive way and he's, you know, holding back, he's not giving you what you communicated, I think it's fair to say he doesn't care enough about your feelings and your experiences and what makes you happy. So it's okay to just end that engagement. That's what I believe. Also, I have a great story. I remember I went on a date way back, and this girl assertively communicated what she wanted.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
How did that look like?
So we went on a date and we got there, we ate, and we were talking, you know, back and forth, typical. And then she started telling me about her prior experiences, how she's used to being treated. She mentioned, you know, when I was in a relationship, this is, you know, these are the things that were good and this is what I like. They would always do these things for me. They would always, you know, take me out. They would always take me to, on, you know, vacations, buy me a car, do all these things.
Buy me a car?
Yes, buy me a car. So when she was telling me all these stories, in my mind, and ladies, listen, this is how a man is thinking. When you assert yourself and tell him what you expect, I'm thinking, I'm not the man for her. I cannot afford to buy you a car, especially that type of car you're showing me. I can't. So what she did there is basically say, hey, if you're not ready to step up to the plate and do these things, we can't get into nothing serious. You're not even going to open the door.
So how did that make you feel while she was talking about all those things that she expects from a man?
Uh-huh.
And what were you thinking in that moment?
I wasn't mad. She did it in such a respectful way where I'm like, I can't even be mad at this girl. She's basically saying all the other guys before me were flying her out, doing all these things. So if you're not prepared to do that, Joe, this is not for you.
That sounds a little firm and strict, though, the way she did it.
So, but the way her tonality was not like aggressive. She was very soft with communicating these things in a very gentle and friendly way. And I think the timing is also important. Okay. She didn't say it immediately, like once we got there. We kind of, you know, simmered our way into that conversation. And I was just completely, I didn't even get to tell her what I expected and what I wanted.
Oh, wow.
I just immediately knew, yes, boss, I can't meet those requirements. I can't fly you out. I can't do all these things. Yeah. But what I loved about what she did is she communicated exactly what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't beating around the bush with that. Yeah. She wasn't tiptoeing around with that. This is what I want.
Yeah.
Do it in a respectful way. Do it in an assertive way. And if he really wants you, he will stay and do those things. Okay. If he can't afford to do those things, whether financially or with time, he has to go somewhere else.
Right.
So if that happens and he goes to you, it's fine. He's just not meant to be. You can't meet your requirements.
And then the next point is addressing concerns, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Addressing concerns. How would you address a concern in an assertive way?
For example, hey, you know, I see you're working a lot and I know that's important to you. You told me that, you know, you're just a busy man, but I value time a lot. So it would be really great if we could at least like have like one full day a week of quality time where you really take off from work and just are fully present with me and we just go and do some activities. That's a concern that I'm addressing because it basically bothers me that he's not really taking that time, mm-hmm. but I'm not attacking him.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him what I would appreciate. So now it's on him if he wants to go ahead and change that, but I didn't attack him.
Mm-hmm. If she approached me in a way like that where she's telling me what's happening, mm-hmm. she's telling me what's important to her, and then she asks me how I feel about it, I would obviously try my very best to please her if this is the woman I want to be with.
Exactly.
If this is a woman I truly care about and see a future with, I'm going to do everything in my power to try and address that issue.
And ladies, if he backs up and he doesn't change anything, that simply means that he's just not serious about you.
He's not serious enough about you. I agree 100%. Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's a bad person, but he's mm-hmm. just not ready for, you know, your expectations. And that's totally fine. You will find a man out there that will be ready to do all those things for you.
Exactly. And men can do it too. Men can address certain concerns mm-hmm. as well in a very respectful way.
How would you address a concern?
let me think about...
Was there ever a concern you addressed assertively to a woman?
Yes, I'll give you a quick example. So when we started dating, we would message on Instagram a lot, uh-huh. right? And you would take forever to respond to the messages. So what I did is say, hey, I'd love to get to know you more. I think it's important that we have some consistency with our communication.
I remember that.
So would you like to text instead? How do you feel about that?
So
I approach it in a very respectful way. And then if you ignore the message or just
not
straight
answer.
Up say no, I would know, all right, she's not seriously trying to get into a committed relationship and build that life partnership.
Yeah.
I would know, and that's how I addressed it. Then that's with us.
Yeah.
And did you take that as, wow, this guy is very pushy?
No, not at all. I was like, wow, he's actually addressing something that is important to him. And that also shows that he has interest too. If anything, that's great that you let me know mm-hmm. what you want and what makes you happy.
Exactly. And it happened a few more times. And we always say, hey, this is important to me. How do you feel about mm-hmm. it? And then we always come to a solution right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And why? Because we both take each other serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get angry when someone of us expresses their needs.
Exactly. So again, it's always great to assertively communicate your relationship goal, your preferences,
and address concerns.
And address concerns. This one happens a lot. And I see a lot of women get so riled up about it. They would text the guy and then let's say she texts him 8 a.m. in the morning. Good morning, handsome. She texted him that.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't respond. It's 3 p.m. She posted an Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on Instagram. He watches the Instagram story.
Oh.
He presses a heart on it.
But he doesn't reply.
He presses a heart on the story. He doesn't reply to the morning text message. He thinks, yeah, I saw it, but I liked her story, so that makes up for it. And instead of addressing this concern, they let it linger and linger and linger and go into a relationship with this guy. And then the same thing happens. So when you have those concerns, even in the beginning stage, you have to address it immediately. Say,
yeah.
Hey, you know, I saw that I messaged you on, I saw that I sent you a beautiful.
Spot the red flag from day one.
That's right. I saw that I sent you a message. I sent you a good morning message and, you know, you didn't respond to it. but you like my Instagram story. I'm not attacking you. You know, I just like when, you know, you respond to my morning messages. It means a lot to me. How do you feel about that?
Right. Yeah. And then there's no way he can be angry about it. There's no way he can be angry. If he's angry about it, then he's just not ready for you or for this whole relationship stuff.
Exactly. He's just not ready. And that's exactly. Your answer. Yeah. That's your red flag.
No answer is an answer too.
So if he does that and he's like, yo, I was going to text you. Like, what's going on? I don't like the way you make me come on. Like,
exactly. Wait.
That's a no from his side. Now, if she's like, I texted you and you didn't respond, what's that about? That's way too attacking too.
Yeah.
That's going to rub him the wrong way.
And then the last one that's very important is also to negotiate your needs and compromise.
That's right.
Because it's not always going to go your way, mm-hmm. obviously. You always have to compromise and negotiate in a relationship.
And you have to do it in an assertive way. I've never came across someone as assertive like Diana. Hey, listen, Diana yeah. keep it, Diana keep you on your toes, like, man.
Come on. No. You're exaggerating.
All right. So in the beginning of the relationship, I said, listen, I'm a guy that works a lot. I love to work. I love my life. I love my work life. I have no work-life balance. I have work and that's life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I had to understand that. Mm-hmm. I had to accept that, obviously. Yeah. But nevertheless, I also had my needs and desires in a relationship.
Exactly. And what did you do?
Well, with the timing situation, with uh-huh. the time...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I addressed it. I told him that, you know, like my example earlier, that, you know, I appreciate if he's, you know, taking some time for me or like maybe ending work a little earlier today so we can spend some time. And I never took it as an offend him working so much because I just know how much he loves work and how obsessed he is with work.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he wanted to spend time with me too. And that's why he never felt like attacked, because he's like, of course I'm going to, you know,
exactly.
I'm going to do that for you. Of mm-hmm. course we're going to spend time. Yeah.
So here's a story. Uh-huh. I work from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. and wake up again and start. Now, obviously, I love the work, so I kept working. So we eventually moved in together. And so these long hours had to be cut short because someone likes to spend quality time. And I love it too. I'm just saying, I love it too. So
yeah, you make it sound like no, it's not just you.
I love quality time too. But I had no balance, no type of balance in my life. It was just work, right. more
if
work.
If anything, I That's helped it. You with work-life balance.
Exactly. So I used to get home at 10, rush the shower, get in bed, wake up, do the same thing again. And Diana's like, wait, so when are we ever going to spend quality time? And she came to me and she said, hey, do you think it would be good if we kind of have a cutoff time where we can spend some quality time in the night? You know, how's 7 p.m.? And in my mind, I'm like, you're trying to tell me to work less? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? He said, and I said, you know what? You're right. I need to find some type of balance. That's what I said to myself. But it ain't going to be 7 p.m., right? So this is where the negotiation comes in. I care about Diana. I love her. And I love this relationship. I love quality time. So I looked at this as an opportunity to get some balance, right? So I wanted to fight for that. So I said, all right, listen. How's 9 p.m.? 9 p.m., we're no more work. We're like ready to spend quality time every single day starting 9 p.m. So that's where the negotiating comes in. And she said, can you do 8 p.m.? And I'm like, let's just do 9 p.m. for now.
Well, it is 9 p.m., which for me is still late, but because we're trying to go to bed earlier uh-huh. now. But it's not always gonna go my way and mm-hmm. it's not always gonna go your way. We have to find a middle, mm-hmm, find mm-hmm. a balance. And, you know, not to get us wrong, obviously we also spend more time too, not just at 9 p.m.
Like
sometimes we will obviously go on dates, go out, mm-hmm. do activities. Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that you said...
I was just talking about our daily schedule.
I'm glad you said that because people in the comment section will think, this man is only spending time with you from 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Like, what type of relationship?
No.
You have to make it so clear for them.
Yeah.
No, we spend a lot of time together, but on a daily, it's more like, you know, you finish work. So...
And it's just something I had to understand and accept that it's not... It's not when you're with someone in a relationship for 2 years, you're not gonna go on dates 4 times a week.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning. In the beginning, it's normal that in the dating stage, you're going out more just to get to know each other.
That's
right. We already know each other blindly, and it's just not realistic to go on 4 dates a week.
Exactly. So when you think about negotiating your needs, that's just finding common ground, as you said, where we can find a solution that works for you, a solution that works for me. You just meet it in the middle. It's a compromise.
Exactly.
And if he's willing to make that compromise, I think that says that man cares. Now, if you communicate it in an assertive way and he doesn't want to make that compromise, that's your answer.
That's
you shouldn't
answer.
Ignore. And that's a waving
red flag.
Oh.
Wait, what? I'm trying to say that's a green flag.
No, that's a red flag. That is a red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
That is a red flag.
And yeah, and I just wanted to say a little reminder. Keep in mind to, again, not attack him. Every time you tell him your needs, you express certain things or, you know, you address your concerns, always ask at the end, what do you think about that? How do you feel about this?
Yeah.
That's going to make him feel like it's not forced.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to make him feel more like she's being understanding also.
Mm-hmm.
Where like she's like just saying, hey, this is what I want. But what are your thoughts about this?
Exactly. I think the most important part with just, you know, assertively communicating what you want is just be specific. Don't tiptoe around it. Do not tiptoe around
and
it
clear.
At all. Make it clear. I know the person in a comment said, should I have to tell a man how to treat me? No, but you want to set standards for yourself.
Yeah.
You want to set standards for yourself and let him know these are my standards.
Yeah.
Are you able to meet them? And if he's not able to meet them, that's your answer. So don't have unspoken expectations. Also use clear and precise language and be respectful.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
That's what it is.
And the master of the no-nonsense assertive approach is over here. Diana.
You too. Listen, too.
That's you. That is you.
You too.
That is you.
Uh-huh.
You were doing it from the very first day. I give one more example.
That's true.
Remember when...
We get another example.
No. So... I'm texting her, okay, so we're going to meet at this restaurant and it's going to be amazing.
I was going to give that example.
And she said, oh, so you're not going to pick me up? In my man brain, I'm like, oh, shoot, I want this woman so bad and she's used to getting picked up. Let me take the Rolls Royce and go pick her up right now. So
Rolls Royce?
Yes, Rolls Royce.
I don't remember the Rolls Royce.
What? No, that's the most important part of the story, the Rolls Royce.
I don't remember that car, you having that car.
So what car did I have?
A Honda Civic.
Babe, we can lie a little. We can tell them I have a Rolls Royce.
No.
Okay, so I turned the Honda and I went to pick her up.
The Honda Civic!
So from the very beginning, you have this assertive approach where you're like, no, these are my standards. You're going to meet them or it's not going
to
work.
I'm not getting in my car and drive to the location to meet you. No, you're going to pick me up.
And that's what I mean when I say a woman determines how a man treats her. 100%.
I like that. Say that again.
A woman determines how a man treats her. 100%. I'm so serious. Yeah. Ask any man this.
Yeah.
A woman determines the way a man treats her. So, all right. Let us know if that works for you guys.
That was it. Our answer to that one little question, but it's just a lot. It's going to help you a lot.
It is going to help you.
Thank you so much, guys, for watching this video. And don't forget to subscribe, to like the video, and to comment.
Yes, subscribe, like, comment, and send it to any one of your girlfriends you think could, you know, use the information or just to see what they think about it.
Yeah.
And we're out.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.